Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A tourist destination reopened nearly a month ago with the help of dozens of so-called social distance ambassadors.
Hey guys, how are you?
Portia Cutright spends her days talking to patrons at Navy Pier.
You guys have any questions or need help with anything?
And ensuring everyone stays safe during the coronavirus pandemic.
We make sure that they do have a mask or they do have a covering on. We also make sure that people are doing social distancing also.
When visiting Navy Pier, you must wear a face mask or covering at all times.
She says for the most part, people do comply with the pier's face covering mandate and 6 feet apart rule. But she says she's there for a friendly reminder.
You do have some people angry, but I just look at it like we're in a world now that this is what we have to do. So everybody knows the requirements that they have to do.
Navy Pier canceled its annual 4th of July fireworks show, but officials still expect people to enjoy the space, the restaurants, Polk Brothers Park, and the boat tours this weekend. Lisa Fielding, News Radio.